Dogs. My name's Dogs. My mum and sister are both school teachers and that up north, up the territory. I'm on a community, Langimanu. And my mum and my sister are both school teachers there. Yeah, and this is all new to me, this, you know, NAIDOC and all that, because I wasn't raised as a black fella. Like, my dad's white. My mum was taken from her family when she was real young, so she never knew where she'd come from. It was only up until, you know, 10 years ago sort of thing that we started finding out things, and she traced it back to her original family and that. So, yeah, so this is all new to me, you know. I wasn't raised as a black fella. I was raised white, so I've got no... My only culture's been coming out of jail, because now I'm in jail, so...
And this is the strength, listeners, to places like this. It helps fill the gaps. It helps bring these brothers that are walking a different pathway back into the circle of...
Well, I know there's a lot of other brothers out there too in the same similar situation as me, you know, got fair skin and that. People think they're Aussie, but they're not. They're black fella, you know. But the way we're being raised and that too, like in school, yeah, they didn't teach us. There was no Koori education or nothing like that when I was growing up, like through school and that, you know. Unless you were identified as Koori, and I wasn't as a kid. It's only that I've got older now that I've embraced it, you know, grabbed hold of it, and I do everything I can in jail. All the programs, I go to all the programs, do me painting, do anything I can, you know.
Yeah, that's really good, and because over the generations, it wasn't favourable to be black, so a lot of people sort of dismissed it or kept it down if they were fair, you know. But what was it like when you found out? What did you first sort of think?
To be honest, I sort of rebelled against it a little bit because of my old man, you know. My old man's a bikie and that, so...
Ah, right. And so what? So he wasn't really, positive to what happened to your people?
No, not at the start, no. He has now. He knows what I'm doing in jail and that because I got a decent sentence, you know, so I'm here for a while and Dad's turned around. He's on the other foot now, you know. He wants to be there for me, wants to help me out in any way he can, no matter what the colour of my skin is or what I want to be, you know. It's not what I want to be, it's what I am. I can't help it, you know.
It's very big of you, brother, to allow him back in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got to, you know. I've let them both back in. I had dramas with my old girl growing up and I don't hold anything against her no more, you know. I'm real proud of my old girl with what she's been through and where she is now, you know.
Yes.
She runs that old school up there, like... Got all the teachers under her. Took my sister up there as well. I've just seen them on Sunday too. They come down for a visit. I get one visit a year. Yeah. So it's mad.
Wow, that would have been fantastic.
And Shirley, isn't that... It's an Aboriginal community, right?
Yeah, like Lajimanu.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah, full on.
So
yeah.
Mum's finding her own journey back into the community structure.
Yeah, she's thrown herself in. She's been up there 5 years now or something, yeah.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. And because in Lajimanu they got language still.
Yeah, the Walpuri people.
Yeah.
Walpuri people, yeah.
Yeah, Walpuri, yeah.
Yeah, just on the edge of the Tanami Desert and that, in the middle of nowhere.
Badly.
You know, real hectic up there, not like down here.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, like with your mum being up there, that she would have had some good yarns to tell, yeah?
Yeah, they've had a lot of good times up there, a few bad times and that too, you know. Mum got crooked there a while back. Because they're in the middle of nowhere, when my sister didn't know Mum was crook either and found her in the caravan and that, so... But she's good now, but, you know, because it's so remote as well, it's hard, like, to get a doctor and that out there, you got to go all the way to Katherine. That's a 7-hour drive, you know. It's a long way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
But she's loving it up there, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because sometimes we got to, you know, jump into a new situation and go and hang with our culture, eh?
Yeah.
And that's great. Good to see that she come visit you.
Yeah, she, you know, she does. She always puts money in my account, helps me out in any way I can, you know.
Yeah.
Jocks, socks, or something little like that. That's like Christmas for me, you know. I know today or tomorrow I'm getting new jocks, new socks, magazines, a couple of books and that.
See, that's great. How does... Yeah, see, because you always get those things over the loudspeakers. What's that like? For your head while you're here.
Get used to it.
Yeah, right.
Well, depends on who you are, you know.
Yeah.
And what you're going for or whatever, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, that was just calling some lad back to the unit.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
So it's normal.
Bit like watching TV, what's going on in the place?
Give you an idea.
You don't really want to know sometimes. I don't anyway.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks, you know.
That's right.
Other lads want to keep intact with all that, or don't, you know.
Yeah.
With my family and that I do, but not anyone else really.